We're learning Hilchos Tshuva. We're up to the beginning of Perek Gimel. But just to make one point about what we mentioned yesterday regarding whether a person has a chiyuv to be mulchel, a person who abused them or the like. That's what we discussed yesterday. So we pointed out that we had a diuk in the Rambam that if someone hurt you a lot, hatzal harbe, so maybe there's no inyan for mechila, etc. We also pointed out that it says in Shulchan Aruch not to be mochel if it's latova the person. But it seems to me also, and I think this is actually what I answered the woman when she asked me the shayla about do you have to be mochel someone who abused. So I don't know if there's a chiyuv to be mochel unless someone asks mechila. Right? It says in the Rambam that you shouldn't be an achzer, you shouldn't be cruel and not grant mechila. That means if someone asks me mechila, I should say amaychal, I should do it the way of sholem, etc. But if the abuser never asks for mechila, so then obviously there's no reason why you have to be mochel. The question is, though, we have a practice that we say tefillah zaka before Yom Kippurim. Part of the tefillah zaka is I am leicha b'leiv shalem, anyone who hurt me, etc. Is a person able to say I am mochel everybody who hurt me with the exception of? I don't know why not. I was looking very quickly this morning for some makoros on this question, but I don't know why you can't say that. In other words, in the case of Rahman Watzlan of abuse, again, we mentioned obviously in the case of abuse, our rebbeim hold that you go to the police, etc. But in the case of a person's abused, whether the person should be meichel, so I think it's a davar pasha to that, unless there is bakashas mechila, so there's no chiv to be meichel. And when it comes to the recitation of Tefillah Zak or Fidavin Nusach Sfard, you say that every night in Kriyat Shema Shahamita, basically, that I'm Eicha everybody. I don't know if there is a reason why you can't qualify what everybody is. Okay, let's learn a little bit. Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Aleph. Zok the Rabbah. Ko Echad Echem Bnei Ha'odom. Every person has zechuyos, mitzvahs, and sins. There is a shtickle kash in this Rambam. The Gemara tells us, I think in Baba Basra, that there is arba, shemesu, ve'ito of shel nafash, right? That there are four people, kill of ben David, etc. Four people who died without doing any chait. I don't know if the Rambam really means kol echad, or maybe meso be'itav shel nachash doesn't mean that the mamish did zero chatayim, but it wasn't the type of chet that should lead to misa. So every person has mitzvahs and averis. Mishas chuyosav yiseris halavonosav is a tzad. Mishavonosav yiseris has a chuyosav is a rasha. Machzor machzor is a benedi. B'chein ha-medina, if you have the zechuyos of kol, yoshiva ha-merubas ha-avonoseh ha-reizu tzadekes, yimai ha-avonoseh merubin ha-reizu resha'a, v'chein kol alam kulay. So the Rebbe has three levels, the individual, the medina refers to the country, and kol ha-olam kulo. So there's just a few brief points to make on this Rambam. Nekuda rishona is that the Rambam, when he talks about the Medina, he says, Zechuyos kol yoshveha merubas avonoseha. There are more Zechuyos of all the inhabitants than there are averis. Right? I could conceive of a case that you have a town, let's say there's 1,000 people in town, and 970 of these people are Rishonim, and you have 30 people who are mamish tzaddikim gemurim. Right, you have 30 people who do a ton of mitzvahs. Everybody else is a Rasha, let's say a mid-level Rasha. You know, a Rasha, yeah. So if I make the cheshbon based on the amount of people, I have more Rishayim in town. If I make the cheshbon based on the amount of mitzvahs and the amount of averis, so I have more mitzvahs. So they get an impression from the Rambam, they say, in hayu zechuyos kol yoshveha miru vasalavon. Right? This, by the way, is different, therefore, than the din of par halam davar shel tzibur. Right? We have Maseches Harayos. Maseches Harayos is about, let's say, according to the Tana, Reb Yehuda and the Tana Reb Shimon, each shevet, right, brings par halam davar shel tzibur on its own. So Bezim gives a psak that something is mutter, a chi of kares is mutter. Rav Klayis, Rav of the Shevet, listens to that psak, so, and they do the Aveira. So the din is that you bring a parahalam davar shel tzibur. Right? Those are the psukim in Vayikra Parakei. So there, I make the cheshbon of Rav and Miyot based on the amount of people in the Shevet. I don't make the cheshbon of Rav and Miyot based on, right, the sum total of averis that were done. But that's different, because over there I'm talking about like one avera, two averis, right? It's a different thing. Over here, when I'm talking about the entire Medina, to make the cheshbon based on the total number of mitzvahs and the total number of averis. Why does the Rambam need three categories? Right? You've done the Yachid, you've done the Medina, you've done the Kol Ha'olam Kulo. L'cha'ora, right, if Kol Ha'olam Kulo is okay, so then I'm going to be okay because everyone is Nidon L'tov, right? So why do you need the din of the Medina? Why do you need the din of the Yachid? So the Lechem Mishnah over here works very hard on this kasha. And effectively, I think what the Lechem Mishnah is saying is that when Kol HaMedina or Kol Ha'olam is Nidon, there are going to be exceptions of people who are nimlats l'tov. So if I am nidon l'tov, if I have rov zechuyos, so even if I live in stone, let's say, theoretically, right, I can be nimlat. Because, right, now, what's the pshat, though, in stone? What's the pshat in stone? Right, the town is clearly rov avonos. So what's the Ribono Shel Olam saying? Well, Ulai, right? Avraham Avinu is like bargaining with God, right? Maybe they're going to be 50, maybe 45, maybe 40, right? Maybe 30, et cetera. What exactly is that bargaining chip? Right? It shouldn't help, because if the entire city is Rav Avonos, it should be Nidon L'Misa. So some of them, unfortunately, in the back of the Franco Rambam, today I was in the other base medrash, I had like a shortage of svarim. So some of them, unfortunately, over there say, that's a special inyan because of tefillah so shel Avraham Avinu. The tefillah of a tzaddik has the koach to change the gezeirah din. Right? Rov of stone are rishonim. According to the Rambam, that means that the entire city should be overturned. By the way, it's not clear exactly which day is the Yom Hadin for the city. Right, for the Yachid, right, we'll read the Rambam in Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, etc. The Pashtus for the Yachid is on Rosh Hashanah. Pashtus is Medinos also is on Rosh Hashanah. That's what we say in the davening. But when's the din for the entire world? When is that? And what exactly does it mean that, like, the Yachid's supposed to die, right? If you have Rav Avinos and Rashani, he's supposed to die. So we'll deal with that kasha in a few moments. But the Lechem Mishnah's kasha as to why do you need the three-level Yachid, Medina, Olam, probably is the answer the Lechem Mishnah gives, is it's a way of protecting that individual from the rest of from the onus that's going on around him. Rav Schachter likes to quote a story years ago when in 1991, I think, so Saddam Hussein Yimach Shemo was like firing these Scud missiles at Israel. So Yeshiva sent something called Operation Torah Shield, which is that they sent a bunch of guys from Yeshiva and they went to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah and to protect So someone went over to Rav Schachter and he said something to the effect of, you know, aren't you worried that, you know, it's gonna hurt you? So Rav Shechter quoted that the Gemara in Taina says that the Torah is magna matzla, Torah protects people, etc. So then this guy quoted back to Rav Shechter that Rav Shechter likes to quote from the Chiddushei Harim, a Gemara in Taina that says that there are different types of tzaddikim. There's what's called tzaddik nichli, which is if you have a tzaddik who like absconds and hides in his corner, the guy could be a gevaldik tzaddik, but he's not going to save the entire dar. What's the pshat? Noach. Right? Again, yesh darshan magna, yesh darshan l'shvach. But how come Noach was not matzah the entire dar? If we have this idea that a tzaddik can be megan on people, so why was Noach not matzah? So the answer is, Noach was what they call in Yiddish a tzaddik in pelts. Right? Noach is a tzaddik and is wrapped up in his fur coat, and he's not influencing the dar. The din that a tzaddik and his Torah can protect the dar is only to some extent if you're a lesser level tzaddik. If you're a higher level tzaddik and you just sit in your vinkel and you just learn and you don't really influence people, so then you're not going to save people. So this guy was learning in the Mira Yeshiva and he came to speak to Rav Shechter. He's like, oh, so I decided to stay with you because you're less of a tzaddik than my Rebbeim in the Mira. So, like, I don't know exactly if Rav Shechter intended it that way, but that's the din. So, the halachos are that there is a din based on zechuyos and avoinos. Rav Hutner is bothered by Akasha. It's in the Maimer and Pachad Yitzchak Simin Yudches, Pach Yitzchak of Rosh Hashanah Simin Yudches, that it doesn't really make sense that we cheshben out, right, more averis quantitatively. Oh, I have 427 averis. Well, I had a bad day, and like Taka, the Mets had a bad, you know, series, and they lost, and now, you know, basically they're not going to win the division. Like, I have a couple bad days. So that's going to mean I'm nidon lamisa now. A couple bad days can, like, really change it. Right? It's not reasonable. That should be, like, a quantitative thing. If it's a quantitative thing, so it should be changing every moment. It changes all the time. Right? It's quantitative. So what's the pshat? So Rav Hutner says that when we speak about a tzaddik and a rasha, we're talking about not the amount of averus that you do quantitatively, but we're talking about the quality of the person. Is this a person who's holy chadara chatova yashar? Is this a person who's doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, who intends to do what's good? If you intend to do what's good, even though you end up doing certain bad things, and it could be you end up doing a lot of bad things, but your kavana, in the sense of your kivun, the direction is to do what's proper, then you're called a tzaddik. A rasha is someone who desires that which is bad. A beinoni is somebody who has desire for both good and bad. If you want to know where a person is, who is the true person? So some of the philosophers speak about what they call secondary volition. Volition is what I want. So what do I want? I want to do mitzvahs, and there's also a heck of a lot of averus that I want to do. Let's be honest, right? I want to do tons and tons of averus. So what exactly am I? The answer is that what I am is my secondary volition. The Hainu, what do I want to want? Right? Lamaisa, I want both good and bad. But what do I want to want? So that is, in Rav Hutner land, the Hagadara of a Tzaddik versus a Rasha versus a Beinoni. A Tzaddik wants to want only that's good. And the fact that the tzaddik stumbles and does a bunch of averis over the course of the year doesn't change his definition of a tzaddik. Because at a core, that person is a tzaddik. Right? Therefore, forgive us. So a very strange feeling that we have in Yom Kippur davening. God, you know what we have inside us, and therefore forgive us.
What the heck are you saying? Like, you know what I have inside me. What I got inside me don't deserve no forgiveness. The Teretz is that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. Dr. Lamb has a sermon where he says that the core of every person is not the id, but is the yid. That's Dr. Lamb's line. Meaning, at our core, what are we? I'm a tzaddik at my core because I want to want that is that which is good. That's what a tzaddik means. This is Rav Huttner's mimer over there. So it's not quantitative. Ken Zayin that a person's a tzaddik, even though he has rubo avonos. Because the kivun that the person is going in, the direction that he wants, his essence is the essence of a tzaddik. This actually is Rav, I mentioned that Rav Simon quotes this in his, a mimer of his in Imre Baruch, I believe, on Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tes. But this is actually found in the Alter Rebbe in the first parak of Tanya. The first parak of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe discusses what does it mean to be a tzaddik versus a rasha versus a beinoni. The Sefer of Tanya is called Sifron Shel Beinonim. Okay, so what does it mean to be a beinoni? So the Alter Rebbe writes that a beinoni is somebody who never did a chet in his life. The Alter Rebbe takes this idea, but he ratchets it up. A beinoni never did an aveira, because if you did an aveira even at any point, you're a rasha until you did tshuva on that aveira. That's the way the Alter Rebbe really pushes it up. But a beinoni is somebody who has taivas, teshukas, desires to do that which is wrong. Yeah, you have desires to do that which is right. You have desires to do that which is wrong. If you have these desires like going two different directions, that's a beinoni. It has nothing to do, if you read Tanya carefully, it has nothing to do with your actions per se. Again, the Alter Rebbe says in a different direction. Alter Rebbe says, yeah, if it's up to your actions, you're a rasha as long as you did an aveira. Right? I think Rav Huttner is saying the same idea that what is the core, right? Who am I? Tzaddik, rasha, beinoni depends on what I want to want. I think that one of the points that the Rambam is making, which is it's an important point. I think that ultimately that's what it means. Ata chofes kochadri batin uvoichin klayis v'leiv. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows what's inside us, and that's why we deserve good. Yes, Ms. Orenstein.
This is not why we spend Rosh Hashanah not doing him but
identifying
ourselves as a
budget,
who want to
want to. Nahon, right? I'm going to say a different shot in Rosh Hashanah, hopefully, if we get there in a few minutes. But yeah, in other words, we go through Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. Yisrael Salanter points out that it would make sense to have Yom Kippurim first, then Rosh Hashanah. No? If Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, like, wouldn't it make sense to have Yom Kippurim that we get atoned first and then followed by Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is that no, Rosh Hashanah is what sets our compass. Rosh Hashanah is what tells us, oh, we're Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's really what we want to want. Right? We want a time when the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Psukim in Zechariah say, V'hayah Hashem HaMelech HaKol Eretz. Right? That's what we want to want. That's Be'etzem who we are. And Ayidei that, we get a good Gezeirah Din. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis continues on the same theme. Adam Shabonosa Merubas Hu Yosef Miyad Hu Meis Shenema Rov Avonecha Medina. Right, based on Zakistan Bar Mora Kol Olam Kulo. Right, Halacha Beis is just a reframing of Halacha Aleph. Now the Ravid asks Akasha that the Rambam sounds like he holds that you're going to be nechtam lemisa right away. If a person is rov avonos, he'll be nechtam lemisa. So the Ravid asks, but that's not true, that there's a lot of Rasha'im who live for a very long time. So how do you say if you're a Rasha, you're nechtam lemisa right away? So therefore the Ravid tainus that what we're talking about is Olam Haba, or what we're talking about, that's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran in Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin. whether when we say Zochrin L'chayim, we're talking about the din of Olam Haza, the din of Olam Haba. The Ravid's Mahalach is that Nechdam L'Misa means that fundamentally, let's say, you're supposed to live 97 years. But Roy Vavonos, so the Rebbe Shlomo is going to say you only get 96, not 97. That's why the Ravid learns it. The Rambam himself seems to be sensitive to this kasha. And the Rambam writes that this shikol, ein olafin minyan hazachuyas vavonos, elofi godlan. Yeah, it doesn't sound exactly like what Rav Flitner was saying. But the Rambam is saying that when I rechonize, when I calculate the minyan hazachuyos, it's not purely quantitative. There's certain really big mitzvahs and certain really big averis. And the Rebbeinu Shlom knows the cheshbon, etc. That answers the kasha. The Ravid's kasha is how come there are many Rishayim don't die right away? The answer is because I don't go quantitatively. Could be this guy's a super duper Rasha, but he did one big mitzvah at some point, etc. On the Makor Sutunim, on the side of the Franco Rambam, he points out that this might be the pshat in Chazal. Chazal always, not always, but there are many mitzvahs that they say are shako kenegi kala mitzvahs. And many of us say, I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer called the Mitzvos Hashkulos, no? Which are those mitzvahs which are shako keneged kol ha-mitzvahs? Again, they didn't have it in the old Beis Medrash today. I don't know if we have it in the new Beis Medrash either. But Reb Chaim has this sefer, and the idea is that these are the mitzvahs that we know for sure are more powerful than the other mitzvahs, and therefore these are the mitzvahs that have the ability to be machriya. The Pashtus in the Rambam also is that whatever the definition of nechdam, lemisa, etc. means in Olam Haza, that's why the Ravid has his kasha, and those we've shown in the Ramban, the Shahar Gemul, etc., they're saying, again, the Pashtus in the Rambam, that's in Olam Haza, and that's why the Ravid has a kasha, and the other Rishonim assume that we're talking about for Olam Haba, and consequently, there is no kasha. Again, I think Rav Huttner's Mahalach is very elegant, and maybe in Halacha Aleph of the Rambam, it fits in Halacha Beis of the Rambam, it does sound like the Rambam is saying something quantitative. It really sounds that way, especially because the Rambam's answer is, oh, it's not purely quantitative. It's a weighted quantity, okay? Shikozeh inu lefi minyan hazuchuyos. You get an impression that the Rambam is saying quantitative, but we weight each particular mitzvah. That's different than what Rav Huttner said. I happen to like Rav Huttner's idea. I just think it's an elegant idea. But it doesn't sound like that's what the Rambam means. Halacha Gimel, Kumbarin Kedushin Daf Mem. We have in our text of the Rambam Ulaylo Sisiosan in Rav Nochum Rabinowitz's Yad Pshuta, the Rambam, he has the text Halavai Lo Sisiosan. And let me just finish the sentence. Basically, the Rambam is saying that if a person is Toya Lo Mishonos, the person says, oh, I regret the fact that I did mitzvahs. So then you lose your mitzvahs. Ve'in las kin lo shame, zuchus ba'olam, mitzidkas atzadik, lo tatinot b'yom rosho, ein ze ela betala rishonos. If a person says, I feel bad that I did mitzvahs, nevach, so that mitzvah is gone. Yeah.
Just to go back to the previous point, for the Rishon, that understanding Rosh Hashanah is primarily like for Olam Haba, like what, there still is a Pashtus, there's a din on the Shana Haba. Like the physical realm as well. I mean, would you just say that like it's not necessarily Chaim and Mavas, it's more broad?
So, right. So in other words, it's more in terms of Parnassan, in terms of all of the other Rosh Hashanim that are found there, the Pesach Nidon Mala Tavua, etc. It's that type of thing. The real din for Olam Haba is L'cha'ora, not a year-by-year din. The Gra in his Beyer on Shulchan Aruch says, the Gra, we have a practice that Leil Rosh Hashanah, we say, L'shan Tov Etikasi B'Sei Chasein. I don't know where the practice of adding the stuff la'alt or la'chayim toiv l'shalom, I don't know where that one came from, but you say l'shon tov tikasi v'sei chasem, because the Gemara says that tzaddikim gemurim are
nichta v'nechtam on Rosh Hashanah. And the Aser HaSimit Shuva is only for the Beinonim, who are fully involved. And that's the Pashtos in the Gemara. By the way, it's worth noting, Rav Nachum Rabinowitz points out, the Gemara over there speaks about Tzadik Gomor versus Rosh Hagomor, and the Rambam never uses the word Tzadik Gomor. Right? He just uses Tzadik Rasha. He doesn't say Tzadik. Rambam doesn't say Tzadik Gomor, Rasha Gomor. That's already an interesting point. The Goyin writes that on Rosh Hashanah, you're only supposed to say Lashon Tova Tikasev. You're not supposed to say Lashon Tova Tikasev Besechasim. Because the Goyin says that the Gemara that says that the Ksivas on Rosh Hashanah and the Ksivas on Yom HaKippurim is definitely true, even though the Gemara says that the Ksiva and the Chasima are on Rosh Hashanah, because there are two different Ksivas and Chasimas. The Goyin tries to reconcile the Rishonim, and he says that the din of Olam Hazeh, that din is on Rosh Hashanah, but the Chasima is going to be on Yom Kippur. The din of Olam Haba, whether you're a Tzaddik or a Rasha, etc., that din is only on Rosh Hashanah. So when I give the bracha, right, the bracha I'm giving is Rosh Hashanah Tikasev, only Tikasev according to the Goyin, not Tikasev Sechasem, because I'm giving the bracha klapi the Olam Haza type of dinim. So I was talking to a Talmud Chacham here in town the other night on the way back from Meiriv. He says, according to the Gra, what does that mean? That means that like Olam Haba Din, it all happens on Rosh Hashanah. But then what is the din of when you know to Lamos? And what's the din La'achar Misa? Right? So I thought, again, I think it's a good kasha. I thought the pshat maybe is that every year in Rosh Hashanah, the Ribono Shel Olam like gives me a check or an X. And then B'shas Misa, God, so to speak, counts up my checks and my X's and makes a decision about Olam Haba. In other words, a din for Olam Haba is like, it's like hanging in the balance, so to speak. That's the type of din it is. But I'm not sure the answer to that kasha. Right? Because l'chora, the din for Olam Haba should be at the end, right? The Ribono Shel Olam paskens ice, how you are, right? What exactly, how Rosh Hashanah fits in. Again, I'm sure all the Sefarim on Machshava, which I don't read enough of, have long discussions about this. But that's just what I was talking to this Talmud Chacham, to Rabbi Chananel Herbstman. We're having a conversation about this. It seems to me, Lefum Riha, that might be an approach to the Kasha, but I don't know. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, if a person feels bad, a person regrets the mitzvahs that he did, so the mitzvahs are ripped up. Right? Ibein es kulan. And then the Rambam goes on, by the way, what we were talking about a few minutes ago, etc., that just like the Zechuyos is for Shas Misa, also every year by Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. The same idea. This idea of Tayaz al Harishonos, if I regret doing mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes on my mitzvahs. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, this is found in the Kobetz Ma'amorim, page Chaf Gimel. This sefer they actually have in the Old Beis Medrash, in the Kovetz Ma'amorim, page Chaf Gimel. So Rebbe Chanan asked Akasha to the Chafetz Chaim. The Maseilas Yesharim writes that tshuva is a tremendous tova the Ribono Shel Olam gave us. The Shari Tshuva also has that. Right, min haTova Shasa Akeil, right, Aleph Aleph and Shari Tshuva. The tova that Ribono Shel Olam did for Klal Yisrael is that he gave a musig of tshuva. By the way, it sounds from the Shari Tshuva that's min haTova that the Ribono Shel Olam did for Klal Yisrael. Right, we spoke about tshuva for Nochrim, for Anshei Ninveh, etc. We had that conversation. So Rebbe Chanan asked the Chafetz Chaim, what exactly is the great tova of tshuva? If I'm tohel l'rishonos, if I regret doing a mitzvah, so the mitzvah doesn't count. So I regret doing an avera, so the avera doesn't count. What exactly is the great maila of tshuva? Why is tshuva such a gevadik azach? Okay, the Rambam Gimel tells me that Toel Rishonos, you lose your mitzvahs. So why is tshuva such a great thing? That's Rabbi Chana asked the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim answered that the doubtless of tshuva is tshuva me'ahava, whereas Adonos nasulo kizuhuyos. Tshuva me'yira taka is not such a gavaldika thing. Tshuva me'yira, I'm just scared of the onesh. So then that tshuva is really the same as Torah Rishonos. You have regret, so you lose the action. But tshuva me'ahava, that's the godless, the fact that Zadonos and Asaka Zuchuyos. Rabbi Chanan, this is like almost a paradigmatic Rabbi Chanan. He's like, Medayik, what the Chofetz Chaim said, that you get an impression that the mile of tshuva is Zadonos and Asaka Zuchuyos, right, in this meaning, that even in the tshuva me'ahava world, the fact that my Avera gets erased is not a tova that the Rabbanu Shalom did. The tova is only the fact that the Avera now becomes a mitzvah. And Rabbi Chanan says that the Lashon of the Mesilas Yesharim doesn't sound like that. The Lashon of the Mesilas Yesharim, by the way, it's very rare that Rabbi Chanan will argue on Chafetz Chaim, right? Or say different. Rabbi Chanan is extremely kafuf to the Chafetz Chaim. We had a Rosh Yeshiva here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Shlomo Droman, Zechron Lavrachas. Rabbi Droman was a close Talmud of Rabbi Chanan. He actually wrote some of the Kovetz Shiurim. I think he wrote the Kovetz Shiurim on Beitzah. So he told us that Rabbi Chanan was a very stern individual. He never would smile. Rabbi Chanan said that there was only three times in life he smiled. One of those times was that when Rabbi Chanan made a bris for his son, Reb Simcha Wasserman, so the Chafetz Chaim showed up at the bris. And Rabbi Chanan said, "Oy, habich galach." That was like so smiley and happy. Like, Rabbi Chanan was a very stern, austere person. That's Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan was extremely kavod to Chafetz Chaim. But in this maimer, he says, I think that the Chafetz Chaim's mahalach is not really what the Mesilas Yesharim means. Rather, Rabbi Chanan says that every Avera has two, there are two effects of every Avera. There's two problems. Every Avera is problematic because I don't listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's also problematic because that act itself is a poisonous act. And that act itself injects like spiritual poison into the universe. So when I talk about Zot Rabbi Chanan, Toel HaRishonos, Toel HaRishonos means I feel bad that I did the action. So therefore, God says, you know what, you didn't do the action. Right? In the context of Averis, I feel bad that I did the Avera. God says, you didn't do the Avera. So it's not like I didn't listen to God. But there still is spiritual poison in the world. Right? That poison remains. Chazal have a statement. So what's the difference, right? Mishnah Novos. What's the difference between din and cheshbon? So there's a number of explanations that are given. One is that din is on the guf hamaisa, and the cheshbon is what could I have been doing at that time? Had I not been doing the aveira, right? Had I not been spending X number of hours, you know, what are the number of mitzvahs I could have done that time? That's the cheshbon as opposed to the din. Rabbi Chanan is saying a little differently. He says that din means the avera itself, in the sense of not listening to Ribbono Shel Olam, the itzius. And the cheshbon is the poisonous impact that that action had. There's two elements. There's the fact you didn't listen to God. There's the fact that you injected spiritual poison into the universe. The godless of tshuva is not that you erase the fact that you didn't listen to God. That's the same as Toel HaRishonos. But the godless of tshuva is that the poison that was injected into the universe is now erased. Toel HaRishonos, if I regret doing a mitzvah, so the pshat is God doesn't punish me, or God says that it's not a mitzvah. So it doesn't count like I listened to God. But Rabbi Chanan has a chiddush. The fact that I did a positive action, right? I gave tzedakah, and then I regret giving tzedakah. But that money still helped the Mossad. That institution still benefited. There is a spiritual gain, and that's not erased. So mitzvahs, toil rishonis, averis, you could say the regret makes it that it's not like you didn't listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but, right, does that spiritual poison go away? That's the chiddush of tshuva, the way Rabbi Chanan explains it, etc. The Rambam goes on. The Rambam writes that we weigh the mitzvahs versus the averis, the end of your life, you weigh it on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. If you're a Rosh, nechtam l'misa, habbeinani, tolm lo ad yom ha-kippurim, im asa tshuva nechtam l'chaim, im lav nechtam l'misa. Right? The Beinoni has until Yom HaKippurim. If he does tshuva, nechtam l'chaim. Doesn't do tshuva nechtam l'misa. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and the Koch Ve'ar, asks Akasha, that l'cha'ora, it doesn't make sense. Why is it that you have to do tshuva? We should say, I'm a Beinoni, right? I have 500 mitzvahs, 500 averis. So I do a couple of extra mitzvahs, and that will put me over the threshold. Do more mitzvahs, right? Veniga averis. Right? Do fewer averis, more mitzvahs. Right? That should be the whole thing. Right? And in fact, doing a says you make tshuva, Klal Yisrael, we all try to do more mitzvahs, right? We're marba, staka, etc. So why does the Rambam say im asa tshuva? That's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's kasha. So the standard answer that's given is based on what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva Aleph Beis. Rabbeinu Yonah writes the famous mashal from a medrash in Kohelas Rabbah about there's a group of bandits in prison, and they all dig out of the prison. They all go free, and then there's one guy who stays in. Right, so the warden comes around after, and he says, "Oh, bistu ayol." I go, "You're an idiot! Like hariha machteres chatur lefanecha. You have the way out. How did you not escape when you have the way out?" So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says, based on that medrash, that the idea of tshuva is that you have an opportunity to do tshuva. If a person is ma'acher in doing tshuva, right? It's a fascinating chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. If a person delays doing tshuva, that itself is an aveira. You have such an opportunity to do tshuva, right? During these days, Dir Shoshem B'Matzo, that failure to avail yourself of that opportunity itself is a tremendous aveira. Failure to do mitzvahs is an aveira, no? First mission in Brachos. How come they say Kriya Shema until Chatzos? Baharchak Adam min ha'aveira. Dude, what aveira is there? You're just not going to do a mitzvah. Kriyishma, no? What's that aveira? Terus says failure to do a mitzvah. Dos alinas aveira. So the opportunity to do tshuva this time of year is so gevaldic. That is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter answers based on the Rabbeinu Yonah. The opportunity to do tshuva is so great that just adding extra mitzvahs won't take you out of the Beinoni category. In order to get out of the Beinoni category, you have to do tshuva, because failure to do tshuva would be such a high level of aveira. That's what Rabbi Yisrael says. Rav Huttner, in that maimer that we mentioned earlier, Rav Huttner says, according to my mahalach, it's gevaldik. Because his mahalach is that tzaddik, rosh, beinoni isn't quantitative, right? The pshat is that doing extra mitzvahs, okay, so quantitatively, you added a few more coins to the pushka. But that doesn't really help. Right? The only thing that will help is asa tshuva, that you're changing your course in life. Instead of heading this way, now you're heading that way. Oh, that helps. Right? But just doing additional mitzvahs, additional, etc., that doesn't help. That, I think, is the next nekud I wanted to make. Halacha Dalet, famous Rambam. Rosh Hashanah Rambam. Even though Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is a gzeiras hakosov, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Lama token, right? Lama token. Lama token, Rahman Amalitka. Right? Why are you going to Shofar? God said so. Right? Ella, Lama token, Yushav, Lama token, Mu'umba. That's the Gemara Daf Yotches, wherever it is. So, the answer is, Rahman Amar, God said so. That's why you blow Shofar. Gezeres HaKosov. But nonetheless, the Rambam tells me, Remez Yeshbo, Kelo Ma'ur Yushena Mishnaschem, Hikitzim dum tadamaschem, wake yourselves up. Chipsu ma'aseichem, investigate yourselves. Chizru b'tshuva, v'zichru b'ra'achem. Do tshuva and remember the Rabbona Shel Olam. These are the people who forget the truth. They get involved in so many of the vanities of life that they don't pay attention. So look at yourself, improve yourself, do tshuva. That's the call of the shofar, famous Rambam. It seems to me that part of the diuk in this Rambam is that the Rambam doesn't just write, look at yourself and do tshuva. The Rambam writes, zichru barachem, remember God. Meaning to say that throughout the year, I get so involved in doing my quotidian activities that I am bound to forget about the Almighty. I'm going to forget this Rabbono Shel Olam. And I think this deals with Zachary's point about Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch, right? Melech Elyon, right? Those are all the piyutim we say in Rosh Hashanah. It's all about Malchus. Yeah, there's also Sopranos and Shofars. But the Ikar Rosh Hashanah is about Malchus. The idea of Malchus Hashem is Zichru Barachem. I spend an entire day to remember Sizdo Agot. There is God. And the first step, I'd say Rosh Hashanah is like the prerequisite for tshuva. It's pre-tshuva. Before I can begin tshuva, I have to remember there is a God. Because tshuva at its fundamental level does not mean to repent. It means to return. I'm returning to God. If I forgot God, I can't return to him. And even the notion of repentance involves the fact that there is a God who said, don't do this. So if I forget God, I can't possibly have a tshuva. So Rosh Hashanah is a day to remember God. And that's what the Shofar reminds us. It's the coronation call. Remember God. Once I remember God, I can begin the process of tshuva. I think that's the pshat in the Rambam, when the Rambam adds these words of zichru borachem. The Bach, by the way, paskins that the reason why we don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah, or the reason why some people have a minhag not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, I should say it like that, is because the message of the shofar is that we're supposed to wake up. Uri Yishen Mishinascha. If the shofar's message is to wake up by going to sleep, that means that I am ignoring the message of the shofar. That's the mahalach of the Bach. Rav Huttner develops the idea that when the Rambam says chipsu b'maaseichem b'chizru b'tshuva, what that means is to investigate your actions. It's not just enough to calculate what I did that's wrong, what I did that's right, to make a list of my mitzvahs versus my averos. That's not enough. Chipsu b'maaseichem means you have to like dig deep. Very often, and the Rambam has us in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes that you shouldn't think that tshuva is only from the averis sheyish ben maisa, like znus, gezel, geneva, but rather, just like a person has to do tshuva from those maisa averis, you also have to be lechapes b'deos haraos. That word chipos means investigate. Find what are the bad hashkafos that you have, the bad middos that you have. Oftentimes, a person did averis, and the averis are coming because the person has a certain overinflated sense of self, let's say. And because the person has gaiva, that leads the person to try to show that he's better than everybody else. That leads the person to put other people down. Like one of the ways that you show you're better than others is you knock everybody else down. Right? The story is that Rousseau Salanter is walking down the street and he sees two boys playing, and one boy takes the other and pushes him down to the ground. So Rousseau asks, like, what are you doing? So he says, well, I'm trying to prove that I'm taller. So Rousseau said, no, if you want to prove that you're taller, you stand up on the chair. You don't knock the other guy down. But too often, people who want to prove that they are taller, bigger, they knock the other one down. Right? They chipsu ma'aseichem, Rav Huttner understands, based on that Rambam Perek Zayin also,
So you have to be mechapes the deos that you have, min hakas, min ha'eva, min ha'kino, min ha'tachas, min ha'hito, min redifas ha'mon, ba'kovet, redifas ha'machol, so kielze ba'hena. Right? Am I a glutton? Am I someone who desires good food too much, etc.? Right? And these things, if I'm desirous of good food, that's going to mean that, oh, I really want that marbled corned beef. And you can't get good marbled corned beef in like the restaurants with a reputable hashgacha. So therefore, I'll go to a restaurant with a less reputable hashgacha. And you know what? I like scotch. Scotch is good. So I'm going to drink the scotch that comes from a sherry-flavored cask. Again, whether it's kosher or not, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But the point is that a person has hashgafos in the sense of ideologies, leanings that lead the person to do avera. So the avera that you did is not that you ate treif. The avera that you did is that you have such a strong desire to have geshmak of food. Right? That's the way the Rambam is saying. Again, Rav Futner understands that's what the Chipsu B'Maseichem really means, that you're supposed to dig deep and habitu nafshol seichem, heitivu darcheichem. The word derech is like Nechama Leibowitz would call it like a milah mancha in the Rambam. It's a term that repeats and repeats in the Rambam. Derech means the path that one is on in life, that's the ideological hashgafa path. It's more difficult to do tshuva from one's ideologies that are wrong. Like, it's easier to do tshuva from the specific averis that you did. The Rambam is telling us that the message of the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is A, recognize God, B, you are forgetting what is true in your daily life. You're forgetting the real values that you should have. Instead of having real values of Torah Yerushalayim, you get involved in how many hours can I bill in the law firm? And therefore, right, that's the Redifas Hamamon. I forget the real values. Chipsu Maaseichem, Heitivu Darcheichem means, right, change, correct the path that you're on. The path is based on the hashgafos that you have. Or the Rambam doesn't use the word hashgafa, he uses the word deya. That's the idea. Okay? That's the idea. So the Rambam therefore goes on, Mipnei Inyan Zeh Nahagu Kobeis Yisrael Laharbos B'Tzedakah B'Maisim Tovim V'Lasuk B'Mitzvos Mirosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim Yeser Mikol Yimos Hashanah V'Nahagu Kulam Lokum B'Laila B'Aseres Yomim Elu L'Hispa B'Teknesios B'Divrei Tachanunim V'Divrei Kibushim Ad Shi'ar Hayom. Right, this is the minig of Slichas that the Rambam is reflecting. The Iker minig of Slichas, the way the Rambam had it, was during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And it's done in order to tip the scale in our favor. But it's not just tipping the scale in terms of being marbe b'tzedaka. You get an impression, the fact that the Rambam, there's a lafikach in here also, no? You get an impression that the Rambam is saying that because lafikach, right, tzarech adam shigir atzma kol hashana kula, right? Therefore, we have the minhag of getting up and doing slichus, etc. The idea is to look at ourselves, to look deeply in ourselves, and to figure out what are the improper hashgafos that we developed that led us to those averos that we did. The avera itself is less of a problem than the direction we're on in life, like we said from Rav Futner. And Rav Futner is adding a dimension that the direction I have in life is based on ideologies, hashkafos, which are improper. So again, so these are some of the points. I probably should have prepared another Rambam, but I didn't really prepare the next Rambam. So let me just wish everybody a Gemach Sima Tova, a good Kaben Shtiar. The Gemara says that if a person needs something, so Hamisbalel Ba'ad Chaveiro, who tzarech la'osu davar hu nenetchiva. If you need something, look for a person who needs the same type of thing and daven for that guy. Right? That's a way of being Zoche Bedin. There's a kuntress that used to go around, the Rabbi Karlstein, around a kuntress, Eitzus Lazakos Bimei Hadin. So one of the Eitzus to be Zoche in Din is focus on somebody else. I think to some extent that's why the examples that the Rambam gives of those mitzvahs that people do during Esnes Yimei Tshuva are Tzedakah, Gemilas Chesed. Those are two examples that the Rambam gives, no? It's like a funny thing. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that there are a few things that can tilt a person in the proper way or can rip up the bad gezera. If a person's Mavram Midosov. If a person is Osek Betorah and Gemilas Chasadim. No, Abai and Rava both came from Beis Eli, right? And the amount of years that they lived, right, is because if you're Osek and Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, you'll live longer. I think in yeshivas, we emphasize Torah, which is all proper and wonderful and glorious, but we don't emphasize Gemilas Chasadim as much as we should. Right? Somehow the seminaries in Israel do a better job than yeshivas in Israel, right? In terms of, right, they have what they call chesed requirements. I think when chesed becomes a requirement, it's less of chesed, or in shidduch resumes, it's like a chesed line that people have. Now, like, it's less of a chesed if I'm doing it to put it on the shidduch resume, but chesed is still important, right? And like we said for Rabbi Chanan beforehand, the Maisa HaMitzvah contains two things. Like, you can't take away the fact that I did chesed and I helped the person, right? Even if I'm doing it for the wrong intention, that's a good thing. So, you know, during this time of the year, we should Torah, obviously, chesed, and we should be zochen to have a Gemara Simatovan, the Kabbalah Shtiyar. Okay.